Chapter 7, Stephen's Defense. And the high priest said, "Are these things so?" He said, "Brothers and fathers, listen. The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, before he dwelt in Haran, and said to him, 'Leave your land and your kindred and go into the land which I shall show you.' Then he left the land of the Chaldeans and dwelt in Haran. And from there, when his father was dead, God sent him into this land wherein you now dwell. And he gave him no inheritance in it, no, not even enough to set his foot on it. And he promised that he would give it to him in possession and to his seed after him when he had no child. And God spoke in this way, that his seed should live in a strange land, and that they would bring them into bondage and treat them badly for 400 years. And the nation to which they shall be in bondage will I judge, said God. And after that they shall come out and serve me in this place. And he gave him the covenant of circumcision. And so Abraham begat Isaac and circumcised him on the eighth day. And Isaac begat Jacob, and Jacob the 12 patriarchs. And the patriarchs, moved with jealousy against Joseph, sold him into Egypt. But God was with him and delivered him out of all his afflictions and gave him favor and wisdom before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And he made him governor over Egypt and all his house. Now there came a famine over all Egypt and Canaan, and great affliction. And our fathers found no sustenance. And when Jacob heard that there was grain in Egypt, he sent our fathers the first time. And at the second time, Joseph was made known to his brothers, and Joseph's race became manifest to Pharaoh. And Joseph sent and called him to himself Jacob his father and all his extended family, 75 people. And Jacob went down into Egypt, and he died there, he and our fathers. And they were carried back to Shechem and laid in the tomb that Abraham bought for a price in silver from the sons of Hamor in Shechem. But as the time of the fulfillment of the promise which God made to Abraham drew near, the people grew and multiplied in Egypt, until there arose another king over Egypt who did not know Joseph, and the same dealt craftily with our race and ill-treated our fathers, casting out their babies so that they might not live. At this time Moses was born, and was exceeding fair, and he was nourished 3 months in his father's house. And when he was cast out, Pharaoh's daughter took him up and nourished him as her own son. And Moses was instructed in all the wisdom of the Egyptians, and he was mighty in his words and works. But when he was nearly 40 years old, it came into his heart to visit his brothers, the children of Israel. And seeing one of them suffer wrong, he defended him and avenged him that was oppressed, striking the Egyptian. And he supposed that his brothers understood that God by his hand was giving them deliverance, but they did not understand. And the following day he appeared to two of them as they were fighting, and tried to reconcile them, saying, "Gentlemen, you are brothers. Why do you injure each other?" But he that did his neighbour wrong thrust him away, saying, "Who made you a ruler and a judge over us? Would you kill me as you killed the Egyptian yesterday?" And Moses fled at this saying and began to live in the land of Midian, where he begat two sons. And when 40 years were fulfilled, an angel appeared to him in the wilderness of Mount Sinai, in a flame of fire in a bush. And when Moses saw it, he wondered at the sight. And as he drew near to observe, there came the voice of the Lord, "I am the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob." And Moses trembled and dared not look. The Lord said to him, "Take off the shoes from your feet, for the place on which you stand is holy ground. I have surely seen the affliction of my people that is in Egypt, and have come, heard their groaning, and I have come down to deliver them. And now come, I will send you into Egypt." This Moses, whom they refused, saying, "Who made you a ruler and a judge?" Him God sent to be both a ruler and a deliverer by the hand of the angel that appeared to him in the bush. This man led them out, having done wonders and signs in Egypt and in the Red Sea and in the wilderness for 40 years. This is that Moses who said to the children of Israel, "A prophet like me shall God raise up to you from among your brothers." This is he that was in the congregation in the wilderness with the angel that spoke to him in Mount Sinai, and with our fathers who received living words to give to us. Our fathers would not be obedient to him, but thrust him from them and turned back in their hearts to Egypt, saying to Aaron, "Make us gods that shall go before us. As for this Moses who led us out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him." And they made a calf in those days and brought a sacrifice to the idol and rejoiced in the works of their hands. But God turned and gave them up to serve the host of heaven. As it is written in the book of the prophets, "Did you offer me slain beasts and sacrifices for 40 years in the wilderness, O house of Israel? You took up the tabernacle of Moloch, and the star of the god Remphan, figures which you made to worship, and I will carry you away beyond Babylon." Our fathers had the tabernacle of the testimony in the wilderness, even as he who spoke to Moses appointed that he should make it according to the figure that he had seen, which also our fathers in their turn brought into the land with Joshua when they received possession of the nations that God thrust out before the presence of our fathers to the days of David, who found favour in the sight of God and asked to find a habitation for the God of Jacob. But it was Solomon who built him a house. However, the Most High dwells not in houses made with hands, as said the prophet, "The heaven is my throne, and the earth a footstool for my feet. What manner of house will you build me, says the Lord? Or what is the place of my rest? Did not my hand make all these things? You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in hearts of ears, you did always resist the Holy Spirit, as your fathers did, so do you. Which of the prophets did your fathers not persecute? And they killed those who foretold the coming of the Just One, of whom you now have become the betrayers and murderers. You who received the law as it was ordained by angels and did not keep it." When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they ground their teeth at him. But he, being full of the Holy Spirit, looked up earnestly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. And he said, look, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. But they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and rushed upon him with one accord. And they threw him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid their garments at the feet of a young man named Saul. And they stoned Stephen as he called upon the Lord, saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. He knelt down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, do not charge them with this sin. And when he had said this, he fell asleep.